embarrassing. I know Ron gave me the key. It's just a matter of remembering which one it is.
Ah, there we are. Come on in, folks.
Oh, Peter, it's lovely.
It's nice.
Nice? I think it's just what we're looking for, Mr. Whittaker, especially considering the price.
Let's not be too hasty here, Sarah. I'd like to know a little more about the place, Mr. Whittaker. Could you tell me a little bit about
you? I hate to interrupt you, Mr. Oliver, but I'm really not the person to ask. I'm not a real estate agent. I'm just a friend of Ron Bascom's. He couldn't make it this morning, and since I live the next block over, he asked me if I'd show you the house. I'm just doing him a favor, that's all.
Have you lived in Odyssey long, Mr. Whittaker?
About 17 years. And all of it right here in this neighborhood.
Then you knew the people who lived here before, huh?
The Bretmans? Oh, yes, I knew them. Michael and Janice and their two kids, Duane and Laura.
Seems kind of odd that they should sell such a nice house for so cheap, don't you think?
Well, let's just say that circumstances forced them to sell in a hurry.
Circumstances, huh? All right, Mr. Whittaker, what's really wrong with this house?
Why, nothing as far as I know.
Don't give me that. I saw Poltergeist. Is this place built over a graveyard or something? This Bretman character, what was he? Some kind of an axe murderer or something?
Peter!
Huh?
Oh, you'll have to pardon my husband, Mr. Whittaker. He's been watching too many Stephen King movies.
Oh, I don't watch just Stephen King.
That's quite all right. If I were in your position, I think I'd be a little wary, too. Well, I guess you deserve to know the story. To alleviate your fears, Mr. Oliver, first of all, the nearest graveyard is about 5 miles from here. Besides, when I said circumstances, I meant something much more serious than some idiotic movie. Second, to the best of my knowledge, Michael Bretman never even owned an axe.
Well, I didn't mean that.
But he is a vice president over at Odyssey Automotive. Maybe you saw their plant on the way into town.
Oh, you mean that big industrial park?
That's the one. OA is one of the largest business concerns in town. They supply almost every major car company in the U.S.
Yeah, not a bad client list.
Yes, and Michael Bretman's job is keeping those clients happy. You know, I remember when he got that job. I was over for dinner one night. Mike was late getting home. I was talking with Janice. Suddenly, Mike came busting in the front door.
I can't believe it. Old man Jenkins called me into his office today. I can't believe it after all this time. Janice, you're now looking at Odyssey Automotive's new vice president of sales.
Oh, Michael.
Why, that's wonderful.
Oh, Whit, hi. Sorry I'm late. I guess I'm a little overexcited.
Well, that's very understandable. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you. Listen, Janice, where are the kids? I gotta tell the kids.
Speaking of kids, you're acting like one right now.
Oh, yeah, I guess I am. Hey, I gotta find Duane and Laura. Excuse me. Kids!
Well, this is just a speculation on my part, Mrs. Bretman, but I'd say your husband's a pretty happy man right now. You must be very proud.
Well, of course I am. I mean, he worked very hard to get this promotion, you know? From stockroom to assistant manager to floor manager. It's taken a long time. I mean, why shouldn't he have it? It's very important to him. That's what matters, isn't it?
Well, now, are you asking me or telling me?
A little of both, I guess. I just know that with the promotion comes added responsibilities.
And that scares you?
Oh, no. Well, maybe a little.
Mike's a pretty smart guy. I'm sure he can handle anything they give him.
Oh, it's not that. It's just that...
You're afraid of your added responsibilities. Is that it?
We really didn't discuss this promotion thing, Whit. Mike just kind of took it for granted that I approved.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, Janice. I think you can handle anything that comes your way, too.
I don't have much of a choice now, do I?
Okay, here we are. All washed and groomed and ready to eat.
Good. Everything's ready. Let's just put it on the table.
So, how do you feel being married to Odyssey's newest business whiz, huh?
Able to tackle the world.
Hey, honey, you okay?
Yes, of course. Why wouldn't I be?
Well, you just look a little anxious, that's all. Hey, I'll bet I know what it is. And I'm going to take care of it right now.
Dwayne, Laura, Tin Hut.
Yes, sir.
Your old dad just got promoted. Now, you know what that means, don't you?
Yeah, bigger allowances.
How's that for a chip off the old block? What it means, Miss Moneybags, is that he's going to be spending more time at work. So, you two are going to have to help out around the house more. And, of course, since you'll be working more, it is only fair that you get bigger allowances.
Yeah.
Can I have mine in time to get a new mitt for the game on Saturday?
Oh, Dwayne, I wanted to talk with you about that. I'm not going to be able to make the game this week. I have to fly to Detroit to meet with some clients.
But you're one of the team's sponsors.
Well, I'm not going to be able to do that anymore, son. The team's going to have to learn to get along without me. But hey, I'm still going to go to as many of the games as I can. I mean, we still have a whole season coming up, don't we?
Yeah, I guess so.
Does that mean you aren't coming to my piano recital? It's on a Friday night.
Well, that's when I have to leave, honey. Look, you can play a private concert just for me as soon as I get home, okay?
Okay.
Look, I'm not going to be gone that often, and I promise I'll call whenever I'm away, okay? Hey, this is supposed to be a celebration. Everybody have a seat. We'll have lots of time to spend together. You'll see. Everything is going to be okay at the Bretman house.
Well, everything wasn't okay. They didn't know it then, but that was the beginning of those circumstances I was talking about that led to the sale of this house. Mike had to spend more time in Detroit than he thought he would. But true to his word, every trip he'd take, he called home. In the beginning, things were pretty much like he expected them to be.
Yes, Janice. I know there's not enough money in the checking account to pay the veterinarian, but you can't just leave the poor dog like that. Well, what was he doing in the toilet in the first place? Janice, don't talk to me and the kids at the same time. No, Janice, wait a minute. Hi, Laura. Yes, honey. I know your brother used the dog as a science project. Uh-huh, that's between me and him. I know you had nothing to do with it. What are you crying for, honey? You failed a spelling test. Oh, Laura. Yeah, I know we usually study together, honey, but you're big enough now to look those words up on your own, aren't you? Yeah, well, we'll go over it when I get home, all right? Hello? Hello, Dwayne. Yes, all right, son, slow down. I understand that. But even if you did think the dog could swim, why didn't you think about using the bathtub instead of the... No, son. I'm sure he'll be all right. Yeah, your mother's going to take him to the vet this afternoon. Look, Dwayne, you're going to have to start growing up. She depends on you more now. Okay, son. Yeah, put your mother back on. Look, Janice, just take some money out of savings. Put it in the checking account. That'll cover the veterinarian. Well, honey, we knew it was going to be a little difficult to adjust, but I think you're doing just fine. Yeah, all right, honey. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow night. I love you too. Bye-bye.
Oh, doesn't sound like they were doing very fine to me.
Well, maybe not at first. But as time went on, Janice and the kids seemed to be far more adept at adjusting than Mike gave them credit for. Long about May of last year, Mike had to take a week-long trip. When he called home, he noticed a change in his family's attitude.
Long story short, it looks like we're going to get the account.
Great.
I'll have to stay another day or so, though, just to make sure.
Well, that's wonderful, sweetheart.
So, how are things on the home front, huh? Any major catastrophes or dogs in toilets?
No, nothing really. We did have a little plumbing problem yesterday. The bathtub backed up.
Again? Ed promised that wouldn't happen anymore. Well, look, just call up Ed's plumbing and tell him...
I already did that, dear. I found the number in the Rolodex on your desk.
Oh. Well, hey, that's great. When is he coming out? Not before next week, I'll bet.
No, he came out this morning, first thing.
First thing? Oh, boy. Yeah, I'll bet that's going to cost Snarman a leg.
As a matter of fact, he didn't charge anything at all. He was going to, but then I looked in your files and found the guarantee you made him sign last time this happened. He couldn't say much when he was faced with his own promise in writing.
No, I guess he couldn't, could he? Well, I'm glad you were able to handle it, hon. Listen, could you put the kids on? I'd like to talk to him.
Well, Dwayne isn't here right now. He's at baseball practice. They lost their game last week, you know.
They did? Aw, that's too bad.
Yeah. Dwayne kind of thought it was his fault because he struck out twice.
Aw, poor guy. Tell him we'll work on his swing when I get home.
Well, the coach is already working with him. That's why he's at practice today.
Oh, well, that's good. It's real nice of Coach Riley to take such a personal interest in the matter.
I guess he feels Dwayne has a lot of potential. Laura's here, though. You want to talk to her?
Yeah, sure. Put her on.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, sweetheart. How's my girl?
Fine. Guess what? I got a B on my last spelling test.
You did? Oh, that's good. But you know what? I'll bet you can get an A next time. When I get home, you and I are going to sit down and study real hard.
Oh, that's okay, Daddy. I have a new study partner now.
You do? Who?
Mr. Whitaker. I like studying with him, Daddy. He's real good with words. He makes them so easy to remember.
Oh, well, that's nice, honey. Mr. Whitaker is a very smart man. Well, you be good now. And take care of Mommy and your brother, okay?
Okay, Daddy. Here's Mommy again.
Hi.
Hi. Well, sounds like everything's fine.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anything else?
Just that we miss you and can't wait for you to get home.
Yeah, I miss you too. You know, I'm very proud of the way you all have been handling things when I'm away.
Well, your job is very important. I mean, we don't want you to worry about us or anything. It's all part of making adjustments, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Sounds like Mike had a harder time adjusting than the family did.
Did he do anything about it?
Yes. He went on longer and longer trips. But you know, every time he called home, he noticed his family was getting more and more independent. And since Janice and the kids seemed to be happy, Mike didn't want to rock the boat, so he didn't say anything. They just kept growing farther and farther apart.
I think I'm beginning to see why this house is on the market.
Yeah, well, that went on until his last business trip about 2 months ago. Then things finally came to a head.
What do you mean, nothing's going on, Janice? I've been gone 10 days now, and the last time I called you was last week. You mean nothing has happened in all that time?
Well, sure, some things, but nothing I thought was worth bothering you about.
Yeah, you're not trying to hide something from me, are you?
No. Your job is very important, Mike. You have too many responsibilities without worrying about little things like Laura's missing tooth or Dwayne's broken arm or...
Ho, wait a minute. Dwayne broke his arm? When did this happen?
The other day at football practice. Instead of breaking a tackle, I guess the tackle broke him.
This is no time for jokes, Janice. Is he okay?
Calm down, Mike. There's nothing to get excited about. It's just a simple fracture.
Nothing to get excited about? Our son breaks his arm. You think that's nothing to get excited about?
Michael, everything's all right, really.
Janice, why didn't you call me?
What good would it have done? Would you have come home?
Well, no, I wouldn't have been able to do that. But at least I would have known about it. I just can't believe you didn't think this was important enough to call me.
Look, we took care of it, didn't we? I mean, I thought that was the whole idea. Us learning to handle things by ourselves. That's what you've been telling us ever since you got your promotion. And goodness knows we've had enough opportunities to put it into practice over the past year.
Aw, come on, Janice. Don't you think that's a little dramatic? I know I have to travel some in this job, but don't make out like our kids are orphans. I spend a lot of time at home.
Michael, even when you're here, you're not really here. You're on the phone or behind your desk shuffling papers or something like that.
What, do you think that all business comes to a grinding halt at 5 o'clock every Friday night?
Oh, not at all. As a matter of fact, I understand only too well that it doesn't.
Look, I'm sorry I wasn't there, all right? But there wasn't a whole lot I could do about it. There is a world outside our family, you know. And like it or not, I have certain responsibilities in that world.
I realize that. I also realize that you've worked very hard to get into that world, and that it means a great deal to you. But you can't have it both ways, Michael. It just doesn't work that way.
What's that supposed to mean? What do you want from me, Janice?
Nothing, Michael. Nothing at all.
Fine.
Sir? Sir, you're next. Can I take your order?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Give me a fish sandwich, mm-hmm. some onion rings, and a chocolate shake.
Okay, is that for here to go?
For here, please.
Okay. That'll be $3.60. Sir, $3.60?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm kind of distracted. I was thinking about my wife.
Oh, does she want a fish sandwich, too?
I don't think she knows what she wants.
Oh, a big eater, huh? Yeah, my wife's the same way. Hey, you can always get her a super deluxe.
What? No. My wife isn't here.
Oh, all right. We'll just make it to go.
No, yeah, you don't understand. She's in another town, in another state.
Oh, well, hey, don't underestimate our new containers. Keeps everything piping hot right till you eat it.
No, look, just my order, okay, please?
Well, whatever you say. $3.60, please.
Yeah.
Huh? Thanks. Now, there you go.
Thanks. Yeah, it's piping hot, all right. And dry as a bone.
Mister. Hey, mister.
Hmm? Hey, how you doing?
Could you please sit over there by the door?
Yeah, I suppose I could sit over by the door. Why?
So I could get in the playground outside.
You mean you can't go in the playground outside unless I sit next to the door?
Huh. They won't let me.
Yeah, who won't let you?
The store, because of that sign up there.
All children must be accompanied by parent or guardian. Hmm. Well, where are your parents?
My mom's at work and my daddy's gone.
Your daddy's gone? How old are you, son?
7.
Hmm. Same age as Laura. And your daddy's gone? So, what you want me to do is sit next to the door and pretend I'm your father. Is that it?
Just for a while. It's got to be home by 5:30.
A pretend father, huh? Yeah, sure, why not? I've had a lot of practice at that lately.
So how was your flight?
Nauseating. Listen, I have something important I want to talk to you about.
What's wrong? Are you feeling all right?
Yes and no. Physically, I'm okay, I guess, but... Look, be honest with me, Janice. Do you still love me?
Well, of course I do.
You know, Janice, I knew there'd be some adjustments to make when I took this job, but I never counted on this. I knew I'd be away from the family a lot, but at least I thought I'd still be a part of it. But now...
Oh, Michael...
I don't even hear about things till after they've already happened. I feel like a man on a deserted island waiting for a bottle with a note inside to wash up on the beach. You and the kids have ripped me out of your lives, Janice.
It's not that, Michael. We've just accepted the fact that your job takes up a lot of your time. Mm. You wanted us to make adjustments, and we did. That's all.
Adjustments? Well, maybe it's time we made some different kinds of adjustments.
What?
Janice, how would you feel about living in Detroit?
Detroit?
Yeah. I've already talked to Mr. Jenkins about maybe opening a branch office there. Now, he thinks it's a pretty good idea. I'd be close to all the clients. I wouldn't have to do as much traveling.
You want us all to move to Detroit?
Look, I know I've been an idiot. All this time I've been climbing the corporate ladder, I thought I was doing it for you.
For me?
Yeah, for you. And for the kids. To be a better provider. The perfect husband. Turns out I haven't been much of a husband at all. And an even worse father. Kind of a pretend father.
Oh, what?
Never mind, it's a long story. Look, I've been so busy trying to be Mr. Perfect Vice President. In the meantime, the kids are growing up, we're getting older, and I'm missing all of it. I've never felt so lonely in my whole life. And now, you and the kids, well, Janice, you're so complete without me.
Oh.
I know I've blown it with my family. I let them get away. I was just wondering, is there any way maybe... You know, I could join yours. If you're dead set against Detroit, I'll look for another job. I mean it.
I don't know what I'll do,
oh,
but
Michael,
I'll...
if you know how long I've prayed to hear you talk like this.
But I thought that
if you hadn't felt like part of this family, it's because we haven't been a family.
I know.
We're just going through the motions, doing the mechanical things. We thought that's what you wanted us to do. Michael, there's more to being a family than just paying bills on time. There's commitment and devotion and caring and giving. It's sharing broken arms and bruises and hurt feelings and laughter and the love. Can't do those things over the phone. Oh, Michael, we've always needed you. Now more than ever.
I do love you, Janice.
I love you too, Michael. Oh, well, we're gonna have to put the house up for sale. I'll clean the kitchen cabinets and the garage.
So, you mean they didn't get a divorce?
Divorce? Heavens no. They're living up in Detroit. Now, that doesn't mean everything is peaches and cream. As you know, they're taking a pretty big financial loss on this house. They won't be living in Odyssey anymore, and they're probably going to have to work pretty hard to rebuild their relationship. But I think it's worth it, don't you?
Yeah.
They're a family again. Well, come on now. Let's have a look at the kitchen and the dining room.
All right.